Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I have just two words for you.
Right now, it's Hancock and Kelly.
You two belong together.
On St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
I am not going to stand idly by while you attack one of the greatest condiments ever. And the fact that I put it on turkey is, it's American. So, that is American as apple pie, putting a little mustard on turkey.
You don't put mustard. So if you're just tuning in, we learned this revolting fact about Michael Kelly in the last hour that he is one of the small number of Americans who puts mustard on turkey.
On a lunch meat sandwich like that? Turkey? That's awesome.
No. You put mayonnaise on turkey.
No, you
don't. You put mustard on, as our caller last hour said, on your hamburger. Put it on your hot dog. Put it on your ham and cheese. But you don't put mustard on turkey. It's just not done.
In I think polite society. A lot of people have been calling in to disagree.
Kevin,
with
let's
you.
Go to Kevin. Kevin, you're on KMOX. What say you?
Yeah. How are you guys doing? I listen to you guys all the time, and I generally 90% of the time agree with Mike Kelly. But this whole mustard on turkey combined with the not liking pork steaks has got me to where I think I might have to reevaluate my policy.
Yeah. I think that's right. With the pork steak thing is also.
You can't put anything on a pork steak to make it taste good.
Oh, come on, Kelly. Kevin, thank you.
That's all St. Louis nonsense. Oh, this is the greatest piece of meat. You got to boil it in sauce for 3 hours to make it even palatable.
Oh, your politics is one thing.
Yeah.
But this food business it's just not right. Sandy, you're on KMOX.
Yeah, so we were talking about turkey after Thanksgiving. You've got to make your toast. Put your turkey on toast, and you got to put your mustard on there.
That's right.
Sandy, what part of town do you live in, Sandy?
Actually, I live down in Fenton.
Oh, there you go. Sandy in Fenton is putting mustard on her turkey after Thanksgiving.
I am.
And
several other family members do the same thing, so it must be good if we're all doing it.
Yeah, well, there's nothing revolting about mustard.
Well, it's just,
and it's not like you're putting mustard on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's revolting. The fact that you're putting it on a protein such as turkey is delicious. And, you know, John, I get that you like to poke holes at me and just come at me, but this one, you're completely misguided and wrong on.
You know.
There's nothing wrong with a little bit of mustard on some turkey. It makes the sandwich taste. It gives it a little liquid flavor to it, it's good stuff.
Okay, we're going to have
this. This is coming from a guy who doesn't even eat tomatoes.
The definitive word on this whole mustard controversy, this condiment conundrum in which we found ourselves, is coming from Amy Markscores, who joins us. Hello, Amy.
Hello, John. And I just have to say unequivocally, I am team Michael Kelly on this issue. Mustard and turkey go together.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, well, I don't even understand.
Coming from somebody that weighs 62 pounds, I don't know. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, that's because turkey's probably the healthiest protein you could have, and
that's
put a little
exactly
mustard
right
on it there, John. It makes it really taste good. And look, if Amy Mark scores this for it, who's going to argue with her? She's on the show.
But she's on the show.
That's right.
She's just come down a few rungs in my.
Have you been out running already?
You know, that's actually, I am heading out to run, and I, of course, take the Odyssey app with me so I can listen to KMOX all day long. And it stopped me in my tracks before I headed out because the mustard on the turkey sandwich, I go to Fozzie's Sandwich Emporium on Big Bend, and they definitely have sandwiches that are mustard and turkey together. And they're a sandwich emporium, which is the most official sandwich kind of place you can be.
Huh. Thank you, Amy Marks. Right. Course. What a lovely comment. I hope you have a lovely jaunt around the park.
Why, thank you, Michael Kelly. It's always a pleasure agreeing with you.
All right, we got to go. You.
I think there's more people calling in, John. We're not going anywhere.
Well, let's go to Shifowitz here. Shifowitz, you're on Campbell X.
I've got the solution.
Yeah?
Durkee's on turkey. It's part mustard, part mayonnaise.
Yeah. Durkee's on turkey.
Durkee's is good, too. I like Durkee's.
Durkee's on turkey.
And Durkee's is one of those things, the only thing you can eat it on is turkey, right? You don't put it on anything else.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's a brown mustard with mayonnaise.
Uh-huh. It's some good stuff.
Mr. Shifowitz, you...
I think that's a notch above pork steak in St. Louis.
Yeah, of course.
All right,
Pork steaks are horrid.
Now we're getting educated. I'm feeling like I'm beginning to learn some things here with the Durkee's on the turkeys.
You've never had Durkee's?
I've never had Durkee's on a turkey. I've never had Durkee's on anything.
Well, Durkee's you really only can put on turkey.
Can you put Durkee's on the beef jerkies?
I think you probably could, but it wouldn't taste that good.
All right, let's go to Jan. Jan, settle this for us, please. Hello, Jan.
Well, I've been known to put mustard on a turkey sandwich when I was watching my caloric intake.
Have you now? All right.
Yeah, because mustard has so many few calories than mayonnaise or Miracle Whip. Huh. And it wasn't that bad.
No, of course it's not bad. It's actually delicious.
No.
So you're telling me that mustard is more healthy for you than mayonnaise.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yes.
Eggs as opposed to mustard seeds. That was a hard one to figure out.
Well, the mustard seed is the smallest seed, you know.
Yeah.
they're very small. But Jan, thank you.
You're welcome.
Be coming around. All right, we've got one more caller. I can't believe this. We've done a whole segment on this. This is amazing. Biff, you have the last word on this mustard controversy.
I got a vote.
Yeah? We're hanging on your every word, Biff.
I'm sorry, I thought I lost connection. I got a vote. No mustard on turkey, for God's sake. It's got to be mayonnaise.
Yeah. The last word, Biff, give that man a cigar.
He can't even operate his phone. You want to give him a cigar because he made a compliment to what you thought? He had a hard time doing it.
He did a fine job.
Yeah.
He did a fine job. Well, one of your great passions in this life, Michael, other than putting mustard on your turkey sandwiches, is golf.
Golf. And golf is in a horrible quagmire right now, John Hancock. You have Greg Norman, who has started a new golf league called LIV. It's being funded completely by the Saudis. They've gotten close to 54 golfers to abandon the PGA Tour or other tours around the country, or around the world, and accept these huge, exorbitant signing bonuses to join the LIV Tour. And this week, the LIV Tour went to Trump Bedminster or whatever. Which is also a cemetery now. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
Dan Reardon, the golf analyst, is going to come in and talk about the tour. He's going to visit with us about the two tours, what's happening with golf, and then we'll also revisit this topic with some of the most elegant conversation I've heard. Of course, it's from Bob Costas after this on KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. On News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Well, golf seems to be dominating not only the sports world conversation these days, but just the geopolitical world as well. And we thought it would make some sense to have our own golf analyst on. He's none other than Dan Reardon. Mr. Reardon, how are you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Are you there? Hi, sir.
I'm here. Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks so much for taking some time. So we've had this split that's taking place between the PGA and the LIV Golf. I refuse to give any of my energy to LIV Golf. I've kind of bought into the whole Saudi narrative. I also think it's going to shift the focus of the center of the golf world from Europe and America to to the Middle East and Asia, ultimately. What happened this weekend? Did besides handing out a bunch of big checks, was the golf at all entertaining?
You know, that's one of these sort of unreported stories. They complete, it's early, and they've completed three tournaments now, and the golf has been just awful. I mean, that's not a judgment on my part. That's the fact of the matter. The first two events they played in London and Portland, 80% of the field shot over par. This weekend, they improved. Close to 70% of the field shot over par. I don't understand a sports franchise built around mediocrity or poor play. You know, I think LIV Golf right now is at a talent level with the – I tweeted it. They're at a talent level with the Pirates and the A's. And I don't know who pays to go see something like that. You know, the face value of a ticket Sunday at Bestminster was $75. The online rate for buying that ticket was $1. You're not a raging success when it costs more to buy a soft drink than it does to get into the event.
Wow. I didn't realize that. And so the golf has not been that great. What are the ratings like, and are they getting any fans that are showing up to these events?
You know, I think the analogy of the milk carton probably is the best way to portray where they are. And as I said, it's early. But, I mean, it's YouTube or their website is all you've got to go. You know, their biggest announcement of a talent signing in the last 2 to 3 weeks, and it's because of the PGA Tour calendar, is David Faraday. Well, when the announcer is your big signing and you don't have any place for him to work in front of the public, I don't know what the gain of that is. And, Michael, the first time we talked about this, I know you were really sort of charged up about the whole Saudi thing and using the PGA Tour players as a way to sports wash that
yes,
country
sir.
And their reputation. I can tell you, Mike, rest easy tonight, because right now nothing has dressed up the Saudi image. If anything, it's been damaged because every time they show up someplace, all their negatives are brought up in front of the public. But worse than that, they have tarnished the image of all these players they have signed. Every time these guys are brought into an interview, they're always confronted with things that are negative. They're never confronted with anything positive. You know, Henrik Stenson won yesterday for the first time in a couple of years anyplace. And he was the Ryder Cup captain who signed a contract with the European Tour in March. And then he broke that contract, and they stripped him of that Ryder Cup captaincy, a dream of his lifetime. And now he's got money, but he's got no future.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And when Tiger and Jack and really all the predominant folks on the PGA, Rory McIlroy spoke against it, it really put LIV in a bad spot. Is there anything positive or redeeming that LIV is doing? They've gone to the 54-hole format. They're doing a shotgun start where everybody goes at once. They've injected music and a little energy into what is typically a golf clap type crowd. Is there anything you're seeing there, Dan, that maybe the PGA could splice a little of it off and inject it into their own product?
Well, you left off the circus clowns that they also have on the property for these events.
Well, I didn't want to talk about the former president.
And actually, the people that paid in to get into the event yesterday were more likely there to see the former president than they were to see any of the players. At a dollar to go to a Trump rally, that's a bargain, I suppose.
So,
but the answer to your question, Mike, is yes, I think LIV has done wonderful things. The PGA Tour has just released their schedule for next year and the purses for their events, and everything is up. They are responding to this challenge as best they can. But in terms of incorporating loud music and 54-hole starts and things like that, no, the Tour is not going to do that. That's not golf. You know, Henrik Stenson won in front of people that didn't know where the second place player was because they were somewhere else on the course with the shotgun start. The 54-hole event, that's what they do on the Champions Tour because people are old enough that they don't know. Like I said, they don't go 72 holes because they're giving them considerations. These people may be upper age group on many of the stores, but not enough that they have to go 54 instead of 72. So, no, I don't think that they're going to steal anything out of the presentation from LIV, but they definitely stole the concept of we're going to pay more money to reward our talent when they perform.
And the Saudis, you know, have no shortage of money. I mean, they can afford to keep this thing going, you know, in perpetuity, I suppose. But will there come a point where it just isn't working, and they're not recruiting talent anymore? And you know, can this thing last long term? Do you think, or is it going to be a kind of a shot in the, you know, and gone?
You know, I've always gone against the wave here because the traditional thinking is the Saudis have unlimited money, so they can do this as long as they want. And my response was, anybody I ever knew who was rich, they enjoyed the fact that they could spend as much money as they want. They never enjoyed wasting their money. And I don't think the Saudis are going to enjoy wasting their money, particularly if it's not dressing up their image. They're getting nothing out of this right now. It is all negative for them. So I, you know, watch to see what happens after the FedEx series. See who they sign when they can no longer play and win big money playing in the FedEx series. See if they steal a top 30 player or two out of that mix. But I think they need like a dozen of those players in order to gain legitimacy. You just don't draw eyeballs with Henrik Stenson in his 40s winning in front of you and 40 other guys playing over par.
Well, Dan,
my response is it goes away, and it goes away a lot quicker than people think.
Well, there he is. He's the KMOX golf analyst. He's Dan Reardon. He's always kind enough to give some time to Hancock and Kelly. Thanks so much, Dan.
Enjoyed it, gentlemen.
Yeah, he had a great interview that was played on Sports for us on a Sunday morning with Lee Trevino. Heard yesterday. It was a tremendous interview. We need to step aside. The news is next. It's Michael Kelly and John Hancock in for the DGS.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Local news and information direct to your smart speaker. Just say, play KMOX.
Not often you get to spend time with a legendary award-winning journalist, but we're going to do that right now.
Is KMOX's that right?
Own Kevin Kleen is in studio.
How about that?
Guys are as kind as my mother.
Just out covering the news.
Yeah, we've got some breaking news for you.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little bit breaking. Mm-hmm. The governor was just in town after his first look at all the flooding, and he was in University City, and he said, we hope to have an official disaster declaration by Wednesday from FEMA, the federal relief agency, and they were there, too, and they're going door-to-door in UC City where you see the soaked couches and the old box TV sets from, you know, Fight Night that used to be in the basement. All the basement contents of U City are out on the sidewalk.
Wow, now. Everything flooded, huh?
From river to pier. Cars, 100 cars or more in U City alone went underwater. So the governor says, we have definitely reached the threshold. You need $10 million worth of damage statewide. He says, we got that alone with the Metrolink car.
Totally.
Yeah. And so he hopes to have results on that later this week. And the downshot of that is if you're one of these people whose basement's got it, anything you have that you lost that is uninsured, FEMA could give you cash for.
Wow. That's great.
But if it's insured,
yeah,
it's a battle between you and your insurance agency.
Right.
We know how that goes.
And so the application's just not only for U City, it's for statewide because we had horrible flooding in St. Charles a couple of days ago, etc.
That was one of the best stories. A rep from St. Charles was telling me a friend of his woke up hearing like pots clanging because they were floating in water downstairs bumping into each other, and he didn't know what it was. Jennings got hit. A state rep from there was telling us about that. Just the whole area, anywhere where it was low-lying got it.
How did the governor seem? Did he seem upbeat? Did he feel like this is a challenge that Missouri can meet?
Yeah, you know, he's a farmer-type man. You know, he's seen the hardships when the creek goes dry and the creek gets high. And he even talked about that a little bit. He says, you know, I was covering droughts last week and this week floods. And so a reporter shouted, what do you think of climate change?
And
he said, well, I don't go in for all that politics. He says, I don't believe in that theory. He says, this is Missouri. We always have floods and we always have extreme weather.
So did you get a chance to talk any politics with him? Did he talk about the Senate race or?
Yeah, twice. I got two questions in. I said, who do you like in that Missouri Senate race? And I guess he wasn't finished talking about the flooding. He kind of laughed and waved it off. He said, I already voted, but I'm not going to tell you who I voted for. So then afterwards, when he was shaking hands with everybody, I sort of sneaked up on him. And I said, you know, no fooling, Governor. What do you think about that Senate race? And he seemed to be avoiding mentioning any names, but he did give kind of a hint as to his thinking. He said, I would advise voters to do their research very carefully on who they're voting for. Because we don't want the wrong person in there.
So he didn't take a spot position on it, huh?
No, he's...
He has publicly criticized Eric Greitens, however.
Yeah.
I've heard him do that publicly. But I don't believe he... Well, he didn't endorse anybody in the race.
Yeah.
So, and not surprising that, you know, it's rare for office holders to get involved. It happens, but it's rare for them to get involved in contested primaries in their home states. Josh Hawley has done it. He endorsed Vicky Hartzler for the Senate, but that's not something you see often.
Yeah, you never want to offend somebody you might need a favor from later.
Right.
Any of the other regional dignitaries show up? Did the county executive show up for the governor's press conference today?
No, Sam Page was not there, and the mayor of St. Louis was not there, but there was a lot of people. State Senator Brian Jones was there.
You mean Brian, what's his name?
We'll come back to him. Carla May was there.
Oh, very nice.
And
Brian Williams.
Brian Williams, yeah.
Yeah, and he's from the U-City area.
Right.
There were people from all over, Jennings, St. Charles County, so it was well attended. And the irony was that even the firehouse where they held the meeting had been hit by the flood. You walk in and you heard the whirl of fans everywhere because they were trying to dry out the carpeting. And 10 inches of drywall was all cut out.
Oh, wow.
Along the baseboard. That's how high the water got.
Did you have any trouble in Webster the other day when you woke up?
No. And I was surprised because our house is always getting trickles and, you know, crickles and, you know, but we were okay.
You avoided it as well, didn't you, Hancock?
Yeah, we didn't. I'm in Chesterfield. We only got a couple of inches. So it wasn't bad. You know, it's amazing, though, how narrow that line was.
Right.
It almost like a tornado, almost in the way that it just wasn't a broad, you know, wide swath of rain. It was pretty narrow.
Yeah. It seems like the new ethic is after this is don't live in a low-lying area because once every 20 years.
Yeah, but we all live in a low-lying area. The whole city of St. Louis, for the most part, is in a floodplain.
Well, what I mean by that is like where you can physically see there's a big dip in the street. That it's lower than all the other low-lying areas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, you know, like the on Lindell in the Central West End, just west of Vandeventer, where the Arby's is and the McDonald's across the
street.
Sure. If you look there, I mean, that's a canoe rental place practically. When you can see the ground goes down in a V there. Places like that.
Not far from the cathedral is where you're talking about. Yeah.
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 Well, that's something. You know, we interviewed Chief Jenkerson last week, Kevin, and he mentioned that one of the factors driving this with the street flooding is the garbage on the street, all of the litter that would block the grates that drain the water. And I thought that was a really interesting perspective that, you know, we can't do anything about climate change, but certainly somebody can pick the trash up and get that off the highways and keep it from blocking those grates.
Yeah. You know, remember the Indian PSA? We need a new PSA that would have like a guy in a fancy car littering and then cut to like 6 months later with his car getting swamped at the same spot in the rain because there's garbage in the grate.
You made that same comparison the other day.
I said
we needed the crying Indian.
Yeah.
But did you know somebody tweeted at me and sent me an article that man wasn't even Native American?
Yeah, he was Italian.
He was an Italian guy, and he was just an actor.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah. What are you going to do? Hey, most pressing question that we've had today at KMOX. When eating a turkey sandwich, have you ever put mustard on it?
Honey mustard.
There you go.
Sure. Honey mustard on turkey.
Yeah.
You're on my side of the line.
Well, that's better than.
It's mustard, dude.
Well,
it's mustard.
No,
he told me that no right thinking person would put mustard on their sandwiches.
Yeah. He even questioned my custom of beer and crackers as if that was something from back south.
What's wrong with that?
Crackers?
Yeah, saltine crackers.
Saltine crackers.
Triscuits. No different than eating a pretzel or anything and drinking a cold
beer.
Throw
one to the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to.
My dog won't eat crackers.
Your dog won't eat crackers?
Gus has a very sophisticated palate.
He only eats Chex is pretty much all I know.
Very sophisticated palate. So, he does not like hummus, though.
Before I go, what's the latest? Did former President Trump endorse somebody in the Missouri Senate?
Nothing yet, to this point.
Wow. It's beginning to look like it's going to be Eric Greitens.
What makes you say that?
Well, he's having a rally tonight.
Spirit of St. Louis Airport at 6:30. Eric Greitens says don't miss it. Can you imagine?
All right, we've got to step aside. Kevin Killeen, thanks so much for sharing some time with us here. We'll be back after this on Camel X.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We go where you go. 1120 AM, 98.7 FM, KMOX.com.
No Cardinal baseball tonight.
Well,
They're off because they return back to Busch Stadium tomorrow night at 6:45. They take on the Chicago Cubs. We'll have the pregame and all the excitement leading up to the Baby Bears being in town right here on KMOX. You can listen to it right here on KMOX. In fact, we'll take you all the way up to the beginning of the ball game tomorrow as they do the pregame show.
That is correct. Cubs are in town. It's a very important series for the Cardinals. They need to start winning some ball games.
Lots to talk about tomorrow, as tomorrow will be Election Day. But more importantly, as it relates to baseball, it's the trade deadline. So what is it, by midnight tomorrow night?
5 o'clock St. Louis time.
5 o'clock before the game tomorrow, we will know what the lineup will look like going forward. If we've picked up any of those hurlers, or if some ridiculous way we got Juan Soto. You're kind of with me. That's not happening, right?
I think it could.
Really?
Yeah, I think it could.
Because you get him for 3 years, or, well, 2.5 years, right? You get him this year, and then he's under control for 2 more years. You probably can't afford $500 million, but you do have Arenado and Goldschmidt. You could potentially make a run with this guy.
Yeah, I mean, this is the window for the Cardinals. And so if they can land him, it'll cost, obviously, a couple of very, very bright prospects and probably someone that's just on the roster now that you would hate to lose, a Dylan Carlson or a Tyler O'Neill, potentially.
Harrison Bader.
Potentially. So, yeah, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
So what do you do on a dog day of summer night like this where you go home, there's no Cardinal baseball to listen to on the radio? It's hotter than Haiti out, so you're going to have to turn on the AC. It's not like you're going to go sit on the back porch. What do?
Well, you have a nice conversation. Sit down and, you know, talk about important things.
Well, with your wife, yeah. Well, see, I don't have one of those.
Oh, you don't have one?
No,
of those.
I've chosen not to.
Then you
to
can you can read a book. Books are incredibly important to keep one's mind sharp, to expand one's wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
And so I would.
What book are you reading right now?
I'm not reading a book at the moment, but I will start one.
Don't
tonight,
you think that's an important thing to expand your knowledge?
Without,
to kind of have a book that's always
question,
going.
Without question.
I'm in the middle of a book right now called "The President Is Missing." It was the book that was written
by Bill Clinton.
By Bill Clinton, yeah. And one of these thriller novelists.
Uh-huh.
And it's about how the president goes missing, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm in the middle of that one right now.
Yeah, I'm not a big fiction guy.
Oh, really?
I like historical fiction. Now, that's my all the genres of books, that's my favorite. Because the history is accurate and it's real in there. And plus, there's a fun little story to go along with it. So if I had to choose a book to read, it would be historical fiction.
See, I will probably sit down because we'll be on the phone or the radio here till 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
I'll go home, probably have some turkey with some mustard on it.
Yes.
And I'll probably then sit and sling on one of the streaming services. I've got them all. I've made a commitment that I'm going to get rid of one of them by the end of this
month. What all do you have?
So I have Disney+. Imagine that. The reason I have that is for ESPN+.
You can watch Bambi?
No, but you get all the ESPN. That's why I have that one.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I've got DirecTV Now, which is my local television.
Right.
I've got the HBO Max. Is that what it's called?
I have no idea.
Netflix
you have.
Hulu.
You got the Hulu.
Yeah. And then Prime Streaming, which comes with your
Amazon
membership.
Amazon Prime, yeah.
So I think I'm going to dump Hulu. But I am interested in that show that Steve Martin and Martin Short have on there.
On Hulu?
Yeah, it's called The Murders in the Building. Steve Martin, they're hysterical. Steve Martin, that skit from Saturday Night Live, How to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, Yeah, yeah, yeah.
First, get yourself $1 million.
Steve Martin is a funny and talented guy. He is an incredible banjo player.
That's what you tell me.
Incredible banjo player.
Yeah, the banjo just, I've never taken to it.
Well, there you go, folks. I think we've all just learned a very valuable lesson about Michael.
You know
Kelly.
What I associate you know, with the banjo? That song. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, but that's a banjo and a guitar.
Ding, ding, ding,
yeah,
ding,
that's
ding,
dueling
ding,
banjos.
Yeah, enough.
No, the banjo is a phenomenal instrument. In fact, I would recommend that you pull up some Flat and Scruggs and listen to the Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Great piece of Dixie of bluegrass music.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I can tolerate one or two songs of it, but the banjo just doesn't have that appealing sound to me.
Oh, man.
You think I messed up for that?
I do. Yeah,
there you go.
Thank you, PJ. I'm not wild about this piece either.
No, and I associate it with that movie, too.
Yeah.
Isn't it Deliverance?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where you boys going?
Yep.
Ugh.
We're out of time. We got to go.
One more hour.
See you around the corner after the news here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.